of the job, but that promise wasn't fulfilled.
No, and in fact, political commentators are picking up on that very much today. And we're in a situation where government, through its own incompetence, is actually losing jobs for the economy. We have reports about that kind of situation in the media every day. So that is definitely an issue that's of high priority, and government definitely is not performing in that area.
Now, you're a civil society group that deals specifically with Johannesburg, but do you think there should be more focus from the government on rural South Africa?
Although we deal almost exclusively with issues in the metropolitan area of Johannesburg, which is the biggest in South Africa, we do on occasion join other groups in rural areas to lobby for certain change. Rural areas, obviously, there's a huge need for good governance and managed development, and they are definitely in need of that.
And what are the issues out in rural South Africa, in your opinion?
Well, very much like in the metros, service delivery and rural areas are particularly badly affected. Only 40% of the country's sewage works, for instance, are functional, and most of those that aren't functional are in the rural areas, small towns and district municipalities. So the service delivery issue is at the top of the agenda, whether you're in the metropolitan areas or in the rural areas.
Lee Hill, the director of the civil society group Joburg Advocacy, on the line from South Africa. 17 minutes past the hour. Time now for a look at the sports news with Daniel Brown.
Good morning, and we start with the fallout effect of Fabio Capello's dramatic resignation as England coach on Wednesday. FA chairman David Bernstein yesterday denied there had been a major bust-up with Capello over the FA decision to strip Chelsea player John Terry of the English captaincy.
Any reports of storming out are not true and a complete misrepresentation of fact. And I've been in football now for nearly 20 years, and I've got a good